moments of silence.
For Liv.
All right.
Did anybody get that joke?
Sure. What'd you say?
I said, hey, you said a few moments of silence, and I said, for Liv.
For Liv?
Yeah. The girl that gets manhandled by Bigfoot.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Gotcha. I already forgot.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
The only one I remember is, I think her name's Dove.
No, it's Dora.
The actress's name is Dove.
No, Dora. Her name's Dora. Damn. Because the actress's name is Dora.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah, get it right, man. These are people.
Welcome to They Watch at Night, a spooky, scary skeleton podcast where we ask the question. So, if you got, like, in terms of Bigfoot, which conspiracy theory about Bigfoot do you guys, like, want, like, not 100% believe, but it feel like is the most true?
That he's behind 9/11.
Oh my god.
How do you justify that?
I don't know, man.
Right.
I mean, where was he on 9/11?
That's an excellent question.
Exactly.
I guess, I mean...
To be honest, I didn't know there was any other theory about Bigfoot besides whether he exists or not. Is there more theories? What else is he behind?
Well, more along the lines of, like, you know, I know there's some that are just like, oh, they went underground after that.
Ooh.
The picture got taken, the government took them, et cetera, et cetera.
Hollow Earth Bigfoot theory. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like King Kong, but his Bigfoots.
It's King Kong, but very small.
It's little Kongs.
God. I mean, from this movie, they could still fuck you up, but...
oh, yeah.
Personal opinion. I do think Bigfoot may have existed at one point in time, but the fact is that so many species go extinct every single day. Species extinct in 2023. 21 species in 2023 alone went extinct. So I would put money on that. Maybe that original footage is real, and maybe there's like a subspecies of Yeti that still exists over in the Himalayas or whatnot. But I do think Bigfoot, Big Feet, as we know them, are extinct.
That's, you know, if it did exist, that's probably how it is. I'm like, if it was ever real, I'm like, I'm sure it's extinct by now.
I'm sure of it.
You'd have to believe in supernatural, almost near magic level shit for them to not, yeah. Like... Just, like, for them to not have been spotted, or the Hollow Earth theory. Like, they just live in, like, an intricate, like, amount of caves.
Yep.
But, so, you gotta believe in one of those two things if you actually think they still exist. I personally do. I think they do exist.
You think they still exist?
Yeah. I'm never gonna stop believing. just like Jesus, despite everybody telling me he doesn't exist, I'm still gonna believe until I am proven wrong.
So you believe in the Hollow Earth Jesus theory? Gotcha.
I mean, you know,
I will say one of my favorite just dumb conspiracy theories that I don't believe in whatsoever is Jesus took all the dinosaurs and went to Mars. Wow. Shit is just the funniest thing to think. Just like Jesus appears before all these dinosaurs and he's just like, I'm going to take y'all away from this place. Don't even worry about that meteor. And they just all go to Mars. I'm sure there's more details, but like...
Wow.
Oh my God.
I think the biggest question is, do all dinosaurs go to heaven?
Yes. Yes, I do. 100%.
I mean, I'd hope so. They got a pretty bad kick in the balls, man.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just the luck of the draw. I mean, it could happen to us tomorrow.
Technically.
We just evolved a little further.
I mean, if they wouldn't have died, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, either that or we would just have a much more, like, sheltered existence.
True. We would be the Bigfoots.
Mm-hmm. Or we could be lizard people. Let's go. Come on. Mm. Who doesn't want to be a velociraptor that it still, you know, makes podcasts such?
Is the lizard people theory, I know everybody says they're aliens, but what if the lizard people are just dinosaurs evolved? Like how we evolved from monkeys.
Doctor Who.
Oh, is that a Doctor Who thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't watch Doctor Who, so I didn't steal that. That was my own original idea they happened to just have before me.
I mean, that happens too.
Yeah.
You know there's a UK version of Dennis the Menace?
No.
Yeah, there is. And you know what's even funnier? They came about and were printed on the same exact day. Totally separate. Didn't know of each other's existence. Both called Dennis the Menace, but the US version is more of just like an obnoxious kid than the UK version. He has black hair and he uses like chainsaws to bust tables.
What?
Yeah, I learned about it today. And I was just like, damn, that is a crazy coincidence.
That is interesting.
But
all right then.
No, in Doctor Who, they had an episode where he finds out that dinosaurs evolved at some point in time into people, and they're still under the planet, and they're like hibernating and almost the amber kind of like chambers, and it's funny that you bring that up.
You never know, man.
It could, you know what? It would be fucking crazy, but it wouldn't be the craziest thing that's going to happen this year.
Oh yeah,
because we're so early.
Oh it's yeah, we're gonna see aliens March. This year.
I mean, we already saw aliens the other year. I mean,
no, but I mean, we're gonna have like a legit alien sighting.
Legit aliens?
Like it'll be covered on like every broadcast.
All right, calling it out. Aliens this year.
There's a lot of people
told us that they existed.
Yeah. That's the thing. They've like they're prepping us for it. There's a lot of people that believe there's going to be some kind of fake alien attack that the government's going to use to do something to make money. I don't know. I kind of like listen to those theories, but I don't digest them because I just feel like I'd go crazy. But I do remember that one. I thought that was interesting. Project Blue Beam, I think, is kind of like the idea behind it. If y'all have ever heard of that. Which, don't ask me to explain it if you haven't.
I've heard of it, but it's been a minute, so I don't really remember what it's about.
It's essentially like the government launching a fake attack to elicit fear, and it'll somehow, some way, they'll make money off of it. I don't know how. Again, I didn't like just absorb the whole thing.
We, as our Whisker Wizards business, are going to be going to a Bigfoot convention. Bigfoot event.
It's pretty much a Bigfoot convention.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And we were like, well, you know what? Let's watch a Bigfoot movie. And boy, howdy, we were real hopeful.
Yeah.
I
mean, I wasn't hopeful but I guess I was more hopeful than this.
Yeah. Now, speaking as someone that grew up on the Sci-Fi Channel and watched a lot of Bigfoot movies on there, I saw this one. I was just like, you know what? The trailer doesn't look half bad. Let's give it a chance. And it just let me down so hard. Hard.
No, I'm like, this was, I knew I wasn't going to like it about 5 minutes in. Pretty much just your classic random group of early 20-year-olds take a camera into the woods. And then just, you know, Bigfoot happens to be there. That's essentially the plot.
I I don't even know what to say about this movie.
Oh, we haven't even said the title. Exists.
Yeah.
Something this movie shouldn't do.
Good one. Zing.
From the director of the Blair Witch Project.
Ugh. I should have known. I knew as soon as you said that, that shit was going to suck. I hate the Blair Witch.
Just... To be honest, like, I saw the trailer, I thought it looked nice, and, like, I looked up a list of, like, Bigfoot movies, and the number one on there was, like, Willow Creek, which apparently, I guess, is where Bigfoot was originally sighted. And, like, I looked at it, and it's roughly about the same runtime as this, but every single review was, like, it's 45 minutes of them in the car, and then they have, like, one encounter, and then that's it. That's all there is. And I was just like, well, that doesn't sound very exciting. And I saw this, and I was like, well, this looks kind of neat. Let's give it a shot. And I feel like I owe y'all money or something. This was just not a fun watch.
I'll tell you this. It's definitely, this is the movie since Skinamarink that's made me question doing the podcast. I would honestly, I would rather watch Skinamarink again than this. If this makes you feel better, at least I could maybe.
Oh my god!
Well, I might be able to digest something out of Skinamarink. There's like at least some rewatch value to Skinamarink because there was stuff you could have missed. This just has no rewatch value at all. But that being said, I won't be rewatching Skinamarink.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah. Fuck Kyle Edward Ball.
My goal is just keep throwing worse and worse horror movies at you until you're like, please put on Skinamarink.
I keep just like the bar for Skinamarink gets higher and higher.
Suddenly Skinamarink is looking more like a 7.
Yeah. I tell you what, this just about made it. It tried.
Yeah.
I don't honestly know, man.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I mean, this plus the list that I saw, and I mean, I know for a fact there's a bunch of documentaries where they have like some at least interesting information, but like, I really don't know if there's a good Bigfoot movie. They all kind of look like trash. Like,
yeah. No, I was going to say, I don't remember the names of them, but I've seen two Bigfoot movies that, like, they were bad movies, but I actually kind of liked them. But I think it's more for nostalgia purposes. Like, when I was a kid, I loved Bigfoot. I always wanted to, like, watch Bigfoot content. But I had the same issue. There was never any Bigfoot movies. So my dad went to Movie Gallery and found the one Bigfoot movie he could find for us to go on our camping trip with. So that was cool, watching, like, a Bigfoot movie out camping and stuff. And then I saw one where it was like a Yeti movie and Bigfoot like bitch slapped a woman into a car and killed her. And me and my friend laughed our asses off to that.
God.
But again, I can't remember the names of them. I think my biggest gripe was Bigfoot just looked like a man in a suit. He had no stature to him at all. He had no like screen presence.
Yeah. I will say he could fucking sprint though.
Oh yeah,
they got several scenes of him just sprinting around, and he is booking it.
The friendly topo vote.
What?
I said they're friendly until provoked.
And which, that's what I was going to ask. Why was he kicking ass this whole movie, and then he lets the one guy go?
Yeah.
Because he showed him that he was remorseful for his actions. He laid his gun down.
Okay.
There had been enough killing that day.
Yeah, like, so the problem with the movie of, like, they hit the Bigfoot's kid early in the movie, and then this Bigfoot just kind of harasses them the entire movie, killing several of them. And like breaking that one dude's legs, which I think was the funniest thing for me. I don't know why, but I just, the concept of the, like, him dragging the guy back, and the guy's just like, "Oh, please let me go," and he's just, and he's like, "Oh, fuck my legs," and he's just sitting there screaming. I don't know why, but it just felt, it was kind of funny to me.
I thought,
and then he just.
Go, sorry. No, go, sorry.
I 100% agree with Ben, though, just, like, the whole, like, even if he put down the gun and apologized, the creature doesn't understand. Why would you let that guy go? It'd be more, like, ending-wise significant for them to just kill the guy. And then just, like, hey, no one goes back to the cabin anymore.
Because Bigfoot's not supposed to be a, like a nefarious creature. He's supposed to be the hero.
Yeah.
He was just avenging his dead child. But once he realized it was a mistake, it was an accident, he realized he couldn't continue this. It's honorable.
Weak.
Honorable?
It's honorable.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't kill in cold blood.
He did it multiple times.
Damn.
Well, yeah, but, like, you know, he figured it out.
I don't know.
At the end. he realized, like, okay, six is enough. He stopped before he got to seven.
Right, after he kills a random man that didn't kill the kid.
Well, yeah, but he was Uncle Bob. And I don't know, was Uncle Bob dead? I can't remember what happened to him.
He died.
Yeah.
What
Bigfoot
happened?
Fucking tackled him, and they don't explicitly, like, show it, I don't think, but, like, he comes away with, like, blood on his mouth, and it's implied that he, like, bit out his throat or something.
Wow. He probably didn't. He, for all Bigfoot knew, he was in there with him. Can't take any chances. That guy didn't put his gun down.
That is very fair.
Exactly.
Trash, man.
I'll tell you, the only, like, good part of the movie that a part I actually enjoyed was, like, a little closer to the beginning where, like, the guy, what is his name? The younger brother that's essentially the main character, the one that survives in the end. Is it Mike?
Roger?
I don't remember that. Anyway.
I don't remember.
Anyway, Matt. Doofus, like, whenever he was outside, like, saying, "I'm going to practice my Bigfoot calls," and he just starts going, "Rawr! Rawr!" and just, like, different angles and everything, just losing his mind out there. Thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was goofy. Now, I can confidently say I did not enjoy this movie pretty much at all.
Well, of course.
and you know what? Shoot, which one of you said it felt like a 2004 movie?
I did when I was texting y'all.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. It does feel like this movie is like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Or 10 years older than it is. Because yeah, this came out in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I went and rented this from Blockbuster.
Damn.
That's exactly what that felt like. I don't know, man. I don't know that they'll ever make a good Bigfoot movie.
Wow. I mean, looking at the list, I mean, look them up and see if you can find one. I mean, the only one that I saw a lot of people complimenting was Primal Rage, which I think that came out in 2006.
I think I think it would, like, to make a good Bigfoot movie, I don't think it can be a horror movie. I just don't think you can have Bigfoot be the main antagonist of a Bigfoot movie.
Yeah.
I think you need a melodramatic Henry in the Hair Harrison.
I know for a fact it's not a horror movie, but I definitely think
or the Henry and the Hendersons.
Y'all ever watch Strange Wilderness?
Henry and the Hendersons.
And just like any, you need a 7 foot tall actor to play him.
Shit. Cool.
Like I don't know why they thought hiring a 5'10" stuntman to play this Bigfoot in this was gonna work. He's the same height as everybody. Like I can tell. He don't even have to be standing right next to him. I can tell he's the same height, maybe even a little shorter.
No. I don't know. Have you guys ever watched Strange Wilderness?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
Oh god, I need to watch that sometime. It's a little bit closer to what, like, The Hangover and whatnot in terms of feel and whatnot, but it has a lot of, like, funny guys in it. I've actually got it on DVD because it's so fucking funny. And I love it when they find Bigfoot. It's the funniest shit in the world. But I think you might be right. It might not be... I don't think they can do a good horror movie when it comes to Bigfoot. I think it has to be goofy. Because, like, honestly, some of the scenes from this kind of felt like they took bits from... you remember that jerky brand that used Bigfoot a lot?
Jack Links.
Yeah. Like, it feels like they just toned that down to where it was just like, you know, maybe he throws a guy because he took his jerky, but then they're like, he actually kills him sort of thing. Like, it kind of felt like that, which is... Go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh no, I was done.
I'm sorry.
No, you.
Says here Brian Steele, the guy that plays Bigfoot in this, is 6'7".
Damn.
Well, he don't look 6'7". That's on the director.
He doesn't look 6'7" at all.
No, they don't capture his screen presence at all.
Like that scene where the guy first takes off on the bike and he finally sees him, like they look like the exact same height.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Damn.
And like it's just like at the end, like it's been found footage style this entire time. And then at the end they cut to scenes of him of Bigfoot or like angles of Bigfoot like it's on a regular camera. Like if you're going to have found footage, you got to have found footage. Like, you can't just cut to a camera angle. Like.
Yeah.
Trash.
Definite hot garbage.
Dookie.
A 3 for me.
Oh, God. I'm giving it a 1. Same as Skinamarink.
Yeah, I think this is Skinamarink a 3.
Nah, there's no way. I had to give it a 1. I might have. I can't remember. But I'm giving this a 1.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's a numero uno for me, buddy.
I'm like, there was no value behind it. It was just a run of the... It's a story you've heard a million times. Horny kids go out to the woods. Horny kids get hunted by something. Horny kids die. There's nothing more to get from it. None of the effects were cool. Bigfoot looked like shit. Characters were trash. It was just a nothing movie.
They also made decisions that really didn't like benefit them at all. Like the one time they're like, oh, well, we got to hide from Bigfoot. And they're hiding under that little tiny bridge. And the one guy's just, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to get out in the dark and point my gun in the dark.
He killed Liz!
I'm just like,
oh my god, I'm sorry. I
understand you're under a lot of stress, but like, come on.
And I'm sorry, whenever he starts shooting like his gun off in the woods, and like and he's a black character, Todd, and he, I can't remember what he said, but at the end he put the N-word in it, and it just felt so unnatural. It sounded so unnatural. Like, just the fact that he called Bigfoot the N-word, I was just like, what the fuck?
Not a good moment. Like, God. Yeah.
Pretty dumb, man.
And he's just wasting shots. And what happened to the paintball guns? They had paintball guns. Like, I get it. It wouldn't hurt it. It's like they had paintball guns. They were shooting their brother. And then all of a sudden, whenever Bigfoot comes around, yeah, I get it. Like, paintballs aren't going to, like, really, like, do anything. But, you know, if it's coming at you, shoot it. Maybe it runs it off, gives you a little extra time. I didn't see the point in if you had some form of artillery on you, you wouldn't at least use it. Using that, like, 1940s fucking shotgun.
Yeah, that gun was old as shit.
There's no way that would have worked. I'm sorry. No way in hell. Been sitting down there in the dust for years? No way. That thing wouldn't... That would have jammed his first shot.
Oh, for sure.
At least if they would have used the paintball guns, it would have been, like, interesting, like... Oh, we kind of have to adapt to what we have. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just stumbling across a loaded rifle downstairs.
Yeah, that fired like it was brand new.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this guy got off like 12 shots.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. It's a break action, which is easier, but that's still, you cannot tell me that gun was ready to roll like that.
No.
No, I mean, he took a rag and wiped it on the outside. I mean, it should be fine, right?
Wow. Like, no oil, nothing.
Nothing. He just took the rag naturally had the oil on it, so he was just
right,
done and done.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been my, like, one thing you could have done to at least give the film, like, a little extra, like, seasoning. Like, oh, got two paintball guns versus Bigfoot. I'm like, yeah, you know, whenever he's sitting there, like, man, like, strangling the girl, like, from outside of the cabin, he's, like, sticking his hand in the window, run up to him, pop, pop, pop! Like, just right in the, right something. In the face. And then you can see him easier.
Yeah, it's a three from me. Like,
it's a three from me.
At the very... Yeah, at the very least, you can, I don't know, it's really hard to argue anything other than, like, you know, it's a movie.
It's a movie.
What'd you think about the baby Bigfoot rotting in the ground?
God, I thought that was the weirdest fucking thing. Especially because it had it, like, in a hole just out in the sun, so that shit's gotta be cooking. Like, that's got to smell nasty. I mean, it's already got all the flies on it. So if Bigfoot can understand, you know, basic language and comprehension, like, what? Why are you just leaving your kid's body out there?
Because he wanted to show it to him. Yeah. Look what you did. Powerful, like, moment. Powerful moment.
Honestly,
movie garbage.
Could have ended right there. Could have been like, oh, he's looking at the baby. Let me just snap his neck. I got revenge. And then just walked away.
That would have been infinitely better.
Honestly, yeah, probably. I would have at least been happy it ended earlier.
Yeah. Like a whole, like, 5-10 minutes.
Yeah. I'm like, plus, yeah, Bigfoot kind of wins in the end. Because, like, I think the film actually thought we cared about the characters, and we don't.
No.
Like, even despite the fact that Bigfoot's the main antagonist, like, I'm more so rooting for him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they didn't mean to hit his baby, but, you know, fuck him.
Somebody's gotta pay.
Exactly. He's tired of these motherfucking people in his motherfucking woods.
Yeah.
Is that like a Samuel Jackson Snakes on a Plane reference?
Yeah. Yeah, that was my main idea.
That would have been a better movie. Samuel Jackson versus Bigfoot.
They can still make it happen. And I'll say, like any movie role that requires a tall actor that doesn't speak, I nominate LeBron James.
I knew you were going to say that.
LeBron James.
No, it's Jabron Lames.
So yeah, we were watching this just to have like a thing for Encounter Quest, and
Yeah. I meant to ask, like, about that baby in the ground. It reminded me of, like, those dudes that, like, made, like, a fake dead Bigfoot and tried to say it was real, but it was just, like stuffed with, like, dead, like, animal flesh on top of it.
What if the director went to them and was just like, hey, how'd you do yours?
I'm gonna do one, too. No, those guys made, like, a big one. I think that shit was, like, 6'8" to 7'.
Good lord.
Yeah, they made a big-ass one, put it in a cooler and stuff. It was pretty smart. It wasn't until they started, like, cutting into it that people actually were like, oh, this is fake.
Oh, no, it's filled with stuffing.
When was this?
Oh, this has been years ago. God, let me see if I can
find it.
Hold on. Because, like, it's, like, one of the, like, Bigfoot stories that sticks with me.
I gotcha.
But, yeah. I'm almost tempted not to mention it, but it's just so fucking funny to me. So the Encounter Quest thing that we're going to has a bunch of, like, experts on such, and some of them... There's this one dude that just keeps... Every time I see him, I'm just like, this is exactly what I think of when I think Bigfoot Hunter. And he's just got a cowboy hat, he has a handlebar mustache, he's got a little tiny soul patch that isn't connected to any of the other mustache. Got a tight black shirt, some tattoos of... some stuff on his arms, and he just looks so fucking goofy.
Yeah. And that Encounter Quest, it'll be in where is it gonna be?
April?
Yeah, April 13th, but I'm trying to Hamlet, North Carolina.
Yep.
So
I am actually very excited for it.
I am too. Like, I think it'll be cool. I'm like, it'll Somebody's just be an interesting over. Experience.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to walk over and smell the Bigfoot berry, and they're going to be like, you know that he doesn't eat berries, right? Then we're going to have to fucking defend that.
No, I'm like, no. Bigfoot's favorite treat is berries. Everyone knows that.
I don't know if he's getting a taste for human flesh.
We'll see. I honestly, like, if somebody tries to... I'd already went through it in my head, like, what if somebody tries to, like, grill us on... Oh, so do you know anything about this stuff? Just be like, you know, yeah, we know the basic stories of it. We haven't gone and investigated ourselves yet. But, you know, I'm just waiting for somebody to come impress us on it. Sweaty, like, cryptid hunter.
I want it so bad. I want someone to be like, just come up and absolutely decimate us on every single one. Just be like, excuse me, Appalachian Sunshine is not a cryptid. Just because it looks magical over the mountains, like, what are you even trying to sell here? Bigfoot doesn't like berries, as he's well documented, an omnivore, such as ourselves. The treasure? Normie doesn't have treasure. What the fuck is this shit? You're just making up lore? Ugh, God, get out of here.
Yes. It's so, like, true, though.
I desperately want someone to actually come up and do that, because that it just tickles me. Like, it's so fucking funny. Like, obviously this person has a very specific set of, like, I really like this thing, and I really like to research it and do stuff with it, but just, like, God, it always tickles me.
The gatekeeping of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see, though. They might be extremely lovely people.
You know what? I kind of hope they are.
It's going to be one or the other.
Yeah. No, I mean, I hope so. I just hope that it fits the demographic. You know, I hope... You know, a bunch of... There's definitely going to be a lot of guys with beards. But it's like, are those guys that are actually into male grooming?
Hey, we could start a revolution, let me tell you.
We'll see. I'm excited, though. And I think it's like aliens and stuff. It's not just Bigfoot. Like, it's an entire, like, cryptid convention.
Yeah. No, they seem to have a pretty decent amount of stuff around it.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a podcast, which I might get some, you know, shit.
They do?
Yeah. Well,
Encounter Quest has a podcast?
Well, they have a podcast that's speaking there, Cryptids of the Corn.
Oh, okay.
A Justin, Jay, and Emily is Crypts of the Corn podcast is where Justin, Jay, and Emily.
Oh.
With Justin, Jay, and Emily is where scientific and magical thinking meet.
Nice. They cover topics
such as cryptozoological, paranormal, extraterrestrial, eyewitness encounters, and everything in between.
Nice. I think Emily is who I talk to. Is it? No, it was Jessica. Never mind. It was not Emily. Oh.
Well, damn.
Yeah. I guess Emily's too good to talk to us. The squabble that'll just be attending. But no, I'm excited. I think it'll be fun. Like, each of us will have to get an opportunity to kind of walk around. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
fine. You know, I'm like, I don't want us all three to just be working the entire time. What, like, we're at a cryptid convention. We've got to have a minute to, like, break away and take a look at the wares.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it'll be fun. I'm going to start looking at hotels and stuff. We're going to make it a nice little boys trip.
Hell yeah.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, I am super excited. I love traveling with you guys.
Yeah.
So that's on a Saturday, right?
Yes, April 13th. So we'll
need to go.
We're going to drive up Friday, though. So that we're going to drive up April 12th. Okay.
Which I will pursue opening that Friday, but if I can't, I'll just meet you guys at the hotel.
Okay, that's fine.
I should be able to take it off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can go after we get off work. Like, if Joe has to work till whatever time, like, we can work too, unless you just wanted it off. No. But
I'll probably just take it off.
Yeah, no, I honestly, feel you. I feel you. Smart. I don't blame you.
Honestly, I just, yeah, won't go into that, but yeah.
No, I don't blame you at all.
There was some kind of Skinwalker movie on YouTube that I wanted to suggest. Doesn't have to be for this, but God, I can't find it, dude. I'm still looking, but what was that one alien movie we wanted to look into?
Can you describe it?
It's where they've got the aliens have that guy strapped to a table and they're like sticking shit in his eyes and stuff. Oh,
Sky on Fire or something.
Fire, yeah. Sky.
Is it Sky on Fire? You know what movie I'm kind of interested in watching? Although I know we just watched a Found Flix movie, so I know it'd be a little apprehensive. Frogman.
Yeah, it was, here it is. It's a YouTube movie. It's called A Hollow Tree.
Oh, damn it. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. It's not, my internet's being a little flaky. But I'm curious to watch Frogman.
Frogman.
Frogman. Came out, I want to say last year, but it's been on the uprise recently. It's actually got a pretty good score on Rotten Tomatoes, 100% from critics, 65% from audience. Loveland, Ohio, home of the Frogman. In the summer of 1999, a 12-year-old named Dallas Kyle captured footage of the mythical creature. But no one believed it was real. 20 years later, Dallas, now an amateur filmmaker struggling to turn his passion into a career, returns to Loveland with friends Amy and Scotty, determined to obtain irrefutable proof that Frogman exists. But what starts as an innocent documentary soon turns into a Lovecraftian nightmare, as Dallas uncovers the horrific secrets hidden beneath Loveland's idyllic surface. Can Frogman read minds? Does he really have a wand? Does Frogman fuck? One thing is certain, the croaks are no hoax.
Oh my god.
I didn't read that beforehand, so I actually kind of like the tagline, does Frogman fuck? God, that's great. Mm. Now the poster looks dope. Like,
You have my attention, Frogman.
Just God.
Well, is that coming out or is it already out? What is that? That's a real movie, right?
Yeah, it says it's available on Google Play and Movies and TV.
So it's only available on Google Play Movies.
Yeah,
I didn't even know there was a streaming platform.
Yeah, that's not great.
I wonder if find clips on YouTube.
Honestly, shoot, when does this come out? Dang it. When does the Late Night with the Devil come out? God, I am bouncing in and out. Or no, it was called Fire in the Sky. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fire in the Sky. 1993 was... God, it's been a minute since I watched that.
Yeah, I think we should do the 1993 version. There's apparently a one from 75, but 93 seems to be the more traumatic one.
Hell yeah.
Now, I don't know if you heard the thing about the Skinwalker thing, but it's called a hollow tree.
A hollow tree. Mm.
It's got 1.4 million views. So,
apparently it's
something good.
Oh, is that the? Okay, yeah, I think I've seen that. Or is that the? You said it's like 22 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have seen that. Because I was thinking about. I think we watched a bunch of shorts like early in some of our episodes, and
we did.
Yeah, and that was one of the ones I was thinking about suggesting, but I went with a few others instead. No, it's good. I definitely like
I'd like to watch it.
Do it. No, I know for sure Late Night with the Devil is on our list to watch. It looks fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that.
And just saw the actor in that in Dune 2. God, what is his name?
Oh, he's Russian.
Dmitry something, isn't it?
No, David Desk... I don't know. Skewer this. Desmalchian?
Somebody should have taken on a stage name.
No... I mean, he's great. You know what? He's a very fun actor to see. He's not super prominent, but, I mean, Suicide Squad, Dune, Blade Runner. I mean, he's really, you know what? He's had a very versatile career.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel bad for his character in Blade Runner, because that dude gets his fucking neck squished. I don't have anything else. Y'all got anything?
Nope. This is a pretty disappointing week.
I mean, we were trying. Exist was an effort. It was certainly an effort to watch. So, we'll do better next week, I guess.
We'll see. We'll see.
The bar's real low. I don't think we can miss it. But alrighty. So I'm Joe.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Ben.
And this has been Baywatch at Night.